Exam skills check 5. Exercise 2. Page 197. Speaker 1.
Remember that it's not enough to work out every couple of days. You have to enjoy it. Otherwise, after a while, you'll hit a wall and just give up. The latest studies show, for example, that 60% of people who join a gym stop going before the year they've paid for is up. So make sure it's an activity that you look forward to and you'll make it a permanent part of your life.
Speaker 2.
In the 70s, a new material hit fashion, elastane. This highly stretchy nylon was perfect for sports leggings, tops and tracksuits. It stayed tight, it was comfortable and it breathed, meaning sweat didn't just sit on the skin during a workout. It also held bright colours well, adding another attractive feature for fashion-conscious, keep-fit enthusiasts. It was one of the main reasons for the sport look of the 80s. And to be honest, it's never really left modern clothing.
Speaker 3.
10 years ago, I left university and came here to London to work. It was a good job, but I was lonely. I didn't know anyone, and London can be a lonely city. Then one day, I was walking past a gym, one of those ones with a glass front. I looked inside and saw so many other people my age, working out and talking, that I just had to go in. I joined that day, and it's there I made many of the friends I still see to this day.
Speaker 4.
My friend brought me to see Bend It Like Beckham when I was 14. I didn't even know what it was going to be about. Some kind of a football documentary or something. But it's the story of a girl who wants to play football despite her family's disapproval. My family didn't care one way or another, but the film filled me with a desire to play, and I joined a team. And by the age of 20, I was playing professionally, all thanks to a film, and thanks to the friend who took me to it.
Speaker 5.
I know it's a film now, but I read the book Moneyball years before. It's, in my opinion, the best book by my favourite author, Michael Lewis. Not only that, but it's the film that inspired my choice of course for university. It's about using statistics to pick the best team in baseball, even if you don't have so much money. And the character of Peter Brand was based on Paul de Podesta, who graduated from Harvard with an economics diploma. I was good at maths but loved sport, and suddenly I saw how the two could be combined, which I'd never considered.